And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Winds won't be as extreme today for much of Colorado, but fire danger remains high. There's already a fire burning in Park and Teller counties where the 403 fire has burned about 1,200 acres and caused evacuations. Outdoor fires and other activities like welding are prohibited there today. As for the Hogback fire near Morrison, pre-evacuation orders were lifted last night for homes in Morrison and some Lakewood neighborhoods after winds and temperatures died down. There's been no reports of injuries for either fire. Democrats at the state capitol are working on legislation to boost abortion care in Colorado. Claire Cleveland reports for CPR News.
One measure will extend legal protections to people who get abortion and gender-confirming care here in Colorado. Another measure would require large employer health plans to provide coverage for the total cost of an abortion. What I've done the most reporting on is another measure, which would prohibit the use of deceptive advertising by clinics that call themselves pregnancy resource centers, but are referred to as anti-abortion centers by pro-abortion advocates and are also known as crisis pregnancy centers.
That's Claire Cleveland reporting for CPR News. The judge overseeing the Club Q shooting case will not release surveillance video of the killings to the public. District Judge Michael McHenry says that aligns with the wishes of prosecutors and the defense team. An arraignment has been set for May 30th. This is CPR News and KRCC.